Welcome. What's up? Dagna has a space that she's making.
Hi. Oh, welcome to another episode of Lady and the Harlot.
I'm Cheryl.
I'm Dagna.
The wonderful Dagna. The one and only.
The iconic. I used to call myself the icon. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
It's a funny story behind that. Dagna has stories. Yeah, I know. I have a shit ton of stories. So one of the episodes I had spoken about the guy that I was seeing that was very conceited.
Right.
Right.
And the one that used to look in his mirror and be like, damn, you're so fine.
I'm still fine. Yeah. Like we'd be outside and he'd be like, oh, wait, and back up. And he looks at a reflection in the window of a store and he'd be like, yes, I'm still fine. Right. So one day I decided to act like him.
Right.
Right. And we go to the train station and he goes down the stairs. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go down the stairs. I stayed at the top. And he's like, he looks up and he's like, what are you doing? Like, come down. I was like, no, introduce me. He's like, what? I'm not introducing you. I was like, introduce me. And he's like, no. And I'm like, I said, well, then I'm not coming down. And then he's like, no one gives a fuck of who you are. I said, I'm the motherfucking icon. So you say, and I'm yelling this from the top of the train stairs. So you say.
The people come down and say, like, what the hell is going on? What the hell is going on?
So you're going to say, ladies and gentlemen, presenting Dagna, the icon. And it was my maiden last name, Ramos, right?
Right.
And he's like, no one knows who you bees. No.
So I said, so crazy.
No, I was like, all right, fine. I just stood there and he was like, all right. And so he went up to somebody. He's like, excuse me, but do you know the icon? And this guy's like, nope, can't say I do. He goes to somebody else. Do you know who the icon is? I said, I paid these people to deny that. I was like, I don't want to be too famous because I don't want to write too many autographs, but I'm giving you the opportunity to present me. Like I was just acting like mad obnoxious, just like him.
Right.
So yeah, that's where the icon came from and was born.
That is so crazy.
So I was calling myself the icon. I was talking about myself in the third person. Like, I don't know. Let me see how the icon feels about this.
I know he's just like, okay.
He's like, you are so annoying. I was like, now you know how I feel about you.
Thank you. Now you know how it feels.
Yes.
Well, moving forward in this week's episode. So there's somebody new in the picture with me. Somebody special. And I had kind of asked his input, since we were thinking about like different topics for the show. And, you know, he kind of gave a really good one where she was just like, you know, how about you talk about fetishes? You know, and food mm-hmm. when it comes down to sex.
And that's, you know, that's something that unites people is food.
Yeah. I was like, you know, that music and food. That's a good one.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, Dagna was just like, yeah.
I'm on.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we've done things with food before.
Right. When it comes to sex.
So there's two sides to this. There's the list of food that enhances sexual drive and the chemicals that we produce. And then there's also what you use during sex.
Mm-hmm.
For sexual pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
everybody's used to the strawberries and chocolate and doing stuff like that. And
that's the basic
licking
bitch.
It off of your body and stuff like that. And yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, that is the basic stuff.
That's the basic stuff.
And then you go to another realm of using those food for toys.
Yes. When you can't get on Amazon and order something.
Yeah.
Or you can't go to your local sex shop, you go to your local grocery store.
Yeah. And continue.
Yes.
Dagna will be telling you another story.
Okay, children, gather around.
Of her experience going to the grocery store.
Yes. So actually, I was telling Cheryl this past week. It was so funny because we were talking when she's like, oh, yeah, I asked him what should we talk about?
Right.
And he's like, oh, food. And I was like, oh, you know, it's so funny what happened this past week. I went to the grocery store to get stuff for my fruit salad.
Yeah.
And I turn around and I just see a bunch of cucumbers and I just stop in my tracks and smile. and this lady is next to me. She's looking at me, must be thinking, and like, why is this bitch smiling at this stack of cucumbers? And then I look at her, we lock eyes, and it was just like, oh yeah, girl, I understand. I know. These are a nice batch of cucumbers.
And she's probably thinking like, I'm not where you are right now. Yes. I'm not thinking what you're thinking.
Oh my God. Yes. I love them. I don't eat cucumbers, which is really funny. But I have used them before.
You've used them before. Yes. In terms of play.
Yeah. With my partner.
Just like that. The thing that you showed me.
Oh, the cartoon.
Yeah. The cartoon.
Yeah. There's a cartoon where it's like this cucumber, if he could talk, he's like, I'm made to be put in a salad. And you see the person like grab the cucumber, like he's so happy that he's going to be used in a salad. And then the next picture is like the set of legs.
And he's just looking up. And the cucumber is about to go into somebody.
Like, going into this woman's pussy, like, what? This is what I wasn't made for this. I'm made to be put in a salad or chopped up and put on somebody's eyes, but not into their vagina.
Yeah. So there's different ways to have fun when it comes down to food and mixing it up. Mm-hmm. When it comes to sex, yeah. Either you have a whole list when it comes down to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Kind of like an aphrodisiac of how to stimulate certain foods that will stimulate you.
And yeah. So the first one on the list is oysters. And
Which is what I love.
That's your shit. So that's not.
Yeah. I love oysters, but I don't consider it. It's not like. It doesn't get me riled up, maybe because I'm already riled up. Mm-hmm. But I was introduced to that with my ex-boyfriend, like from way back when. Mm. He was just like, oh, you should try it. It's an aphrodisiac. It stimulates you. It makes you want to have sex more.
You know what I wonder? Sorry, not to cut you off. But it is actually to enhance the sex drive for men.
Yeah. So something that I did not know. Mm-hmm. Hence probably why it didn't really work with me.
It didn't work with you. Right.
But it was still good. You know,
what was the sex different with him? Because like,
him, he probably needed it.
Right. You know? But because that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like he had to use the little blue pill.
Yeah. At times. He
so
did.
I wonder how that works together. Oysters and the little blue pill.
He never took the little blue pill.
When he had oysters. Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. And he didn't take the blue pill often, I would say. Mm-hmm. You know, he took it every once in a while because he did have issues when it came down to that, mm-hmm. at times.
Yeah.
I think it was more so when he used to drink, you know, and drinking is different for everybody. Yeah. So that's another thing. You know,
sometimes it heightens somebody, things.
And sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. It fizzles you out where you freaking can't get it up.
Right.
Because you're drinking a little bit too much.
Yes.
You know, so it's different for everybody. But, you know. Yeah, when we used to go out and eat oysters and just, you know.
You're like, I'm going to get it. Here, honey, eat the whole platter.
You're like, here, you can have it all.
Here, take that.
Yeah.
So basically it says that oysters are loaded with zinc, which helps your body make testosterone. That's a hormone that plays a big role in your mood and sex drive. Zinc may also help men make more sperm.
Hmm. So for those ladies out there, yes. Who, you know. Are looking for something like that.
Yes. Yes.
Give your man a plate of oysters. A dozen of them.
Call it a night.
And that's it.
Get ready for the evening.
Yes,
for what
right.
the evening holds.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing on the list is pomegranates.
I don't like pomegranate.
I don't either.
But you know, whatever it is, you know, it for those out there who are interested.
As I'm reading these, I'm also wondering, like, can you use them in a sexual way? And I'm sure people can get creative with them at some point.
Right.
You know, but pomegranates seem like, no.
No.
But it's supposed to, this fruit has been known as a symbol of fertility and a sex enhancer. It says, it turns out that there are some truth to these tales. Experts say that drinking pomegranate juice can boost your mood, improve your blood flow, and raise your testosterone levels. So another one for the dudes.
Right.
Those are all things that can turn up the heat in your bedroom or your local alleyway, like I like to go.
Yeah, because you don't always have to have sex in the bedroom. You can spice it up.
Yes.
And I love it in your car, the alleyway, in the park.
Yes.
Whatever you like.
Whatever you like. So here's my favorite go-to chocolate. I love chocolate. I actually have chocolate daily and
I don't like chocolate.
It's my thing. You just like white chocolate. That's what I was about to say. That's what you like is white chocolate.
As coincidental how that works when it comes down to it.
Yeah, I'm not. It's so weird. It's weird because I'm not into white. I don't like white chocolate, but I love white men. So
yeah,
that doesn't work. That's not the same for me.
Yeah.
So it says here, no wonder that chocolate can romance go hand in hand. This sweet treat is linked with the release of serotonin. I love serotonin. It's a natural high. It makes you feel good.
Right.
A hormone that encourages feelings of happiness and well-being. The mood boost that chocolate can bring may raise your sex drive too. This indulgence, it heightens things in your brain with lust and love.
Right.
So
same thing goes for chocolate syrup. If you want to just drizzle it on.
Yes.
Your partner, lick it off.
Lick it off. Yep.
And anywhere. Anywhere you please.
Right. That's always a fun one.
Yeah. Even though stuff like that, like, you know, chocolate, honey, stuff like that, that's sticky. It kind of gets messy.
Yeah. But I said you take that shit to the shower.
Yeah. And just continue there.
Yes. So it doesn't end there.
Which is fun.
Yes. So for you people that are like, I don't want to get all messy. Yeah. Make sure there's a shower and then just close take by. It into the shower.
Yeah.
And I understand Black Girl Code. You don't want to get your hair wet.
Because that is Black Girl Code. For those men that mess with Black women. There is a code with that.
There is a code.
There's a code with everything with Black women.
Yeah, but have a discussion. She might be okay with it. I'm okay with it. It depends. Like if I know that I'm not going anywhere special the next day and I have a day for my hair to dry.
Right.
I'm fine. Let's bring it on. Bring on the shower.
Right. Of course.
But if not, it's going to be a very unattractive situation with my shower cap on.
I wouldn't do that.
I would. I'm done. I'm like, look, I can't fuck up my hair, but I do want to take a shower with you.
I have some place to go special tomorrow, so I can't fuck up my hair.
I gotta go to work tomorrow, or I'm going to a show, or I'm going on vacation. Yes, I cannot fuck up my hair.
So crazy. Yeah. I probably wouldn't even be thinking about that, to tell you the truth.
What?
When you're so caught up in the moment, I tend to forget about everything.
Yes.
Including what I'm doing the next day. So I probably would just go with it, and then when everything is done, I'm like, oh, shit. Now I gotta be up for hours trying to fix what I just messed up.
Yeah, I had those moments too where I'm just like so wrapped up in the moment. I'm in the shower, and then like after I'm done and that release, and then I go, fuck, I gotta go somewhere. And my hair is fucking crazy because I have very curly hair.
Right.
I'm like, oh no.
And you keep it straight. So it's like you have to spend the whole time blow drying it out and straighten it and flat.
Yeah, this is a process.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like, oh, we just wash and go. Yeah, no, it's not like that.
Right.
So the next on the list is spinach.
Which is very interesting. So I think spinach is just to get your shit up. Obviously you eat it. It's not like you're going to put it on somebody and be like, let me eat the spinach off your body.
Let me saute this through between your thighs.
Even though there's some women who wouldn't mind laying on a table for their man, and they put food and then the man is eating the food off of them.
You know what I love? I love his body shots.
Yeah.
And that's alcohol.
Yeah.
But a lot of
that's
people,
fun though.
I love body shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's alcohol right there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, If I'm going to be using anything edible or anything I can drink.
Right.
I love body shots.
Right.
But you can be sexual.
It's good to be with a man or woman who's willing to drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or at least have a shot or two.
Have a shot or two.
Yeah.
Don't take the fucking bottle of Crown Royal and take it to the head. No, I'm not talking about that. Don't take some Gentleman Jack and try to take it to the head. Number one, your chest will be burning.
Right.
For hours. But yeah, but you could be sexual with spinach. I could take a leaf and just like gently caress your neck with it.
Yeah. I don't see that very much.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So yeah, that's what I was telling you. Like I'm very sensory.
Right.
I'm very sensory. So like
with the blindfold.
Yeah. I would be creative with spinach if I was using spinach. But
yeah,
you know, use it gently. But to use it to like eat off me, that's not very attractive.
But I think they mean there is just to kind of eat it, just try to get you.
Yes, it's
the juices flowing.
It says here a very sexy vegetable, but it can rev up your sex drive in more ways than one. This leafy green is rich in magnesium, a mineral that can boost your testosterone. Here we go. And it also has iron, which can help desire, arousal, orgasm, and sexual satisfaction, particularly in women.
Okay. So that, at least that's something now for women.
Yes.
That they're
talking
about.
So bring on the spinach before dinner. You have your oysters. I'll have my spinach. And together we'll make magic.
Make some magic together. So we can get to
ecstasy.
That's right.
The next one is watermelon. I don't like watermelon.
So what is really watermelon? Like, what does it really do? Because what I've never heard of that. You so could probably, that's very interesting.
You could probably eat a slice of watermelon over somebody, and as it drips on them, you could lick it off of them.
I mean, there's so many things you could do when it pertains to food.
Yes.
And the body.
Yes.
You know, but it looks like for this list, it's kind of eating and getting it you to
enhancements. Sexual enhancements.
Yeah.
Yes. So it has plenty of amino acids. Your body turns into, let's see here. It relaxes your blood vessels and can get the blood pumping in your sex organs in the same way Viagra works to treat erectile dysfunction.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. So for those that are probably sometimes taking the blue pill, maybe a little bit much, maybe try some watermelon.
Watermelon and oysters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's a natural way.
Exactly.
A natural way. Yeah.
And now... maybe, maybe not. Maybe it might work for some people. Maybe it might not work for
everybody. Test it out. Play around with it. Yeah. Play around with your food.
Yeah. But it doesn't hurt to try.
Right.
Something different.
Yes.
The more you know.
That was the more you know moment.
Yeah.
Yes. So here we go. Avocado, which I would break out. So, hey, FYI, if you are going to be using food with your partner,
ask if that person has any allergies.
Yes, allergies, because that would be such a downer moment of like let me pour this syrup on you, and all of a sudden her skin's bubbling.
Rash. Skin starts bubbling. Like, what would you just put on me? I'm itching.
She looks like the Toxic Avenger. She's like, my skin is burning. Not in a good way.
I know, right? So that's best. You know, just go down the list. You could do it in a very nonchalant way where she's not going to figure out what he or she is you know, referring to.
Right. But avocado. I'm highly allergic to avocados.
I'm not. So. I love avocados.
So, yes, so you're good.
Yeah.
But it is a heart-healthy fat and fiber that can deliver lasting energy in the bedroom. It's vitamin B6. So,
right.
It also helps, let's see here. Oh, it says might help make it easier for women to get into the romantic mood.
So for those ladies who may have a little bit of an issue kind of getting in the mood, maybe try to eat some avocados.
Or go my route. Just take a fucking shot of Jaeger and call it a night.
Yeah. That was just so true. Because at the end of the day, you know, sometimes you just need a little
something
to loosen you up.
Right. Relax you.
So either take a shot or let's keep it real. Like smoke or take an edible.
Take an edible.
Because that's another relaxer.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
but don't eat too much. Please watch how much.
Be very moderate of it, because next thing you know, you might like pass out,
zone out. Yeah. I had
get
that
tired
happen.
And just fall asleep.
Yeah, I had a situation where I was with someone who was into smoking pot, but I'm not a smoker.
Right.
I'm more of an edible type of person,
right.
And we were like all over each other, and I'm on top of him, and that's the last thing I remember. Fucking passed out. And then when I woke up the next day, I'm like, what was the last thing you remember? He's like, oh, I passed out. Like, last thing I remember was you on top of me. I said, good, we both passed out at the same time. So moment saved.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah. So here's the one we were talking about. Strawberries with chocolate or topped with whipped cream. Strawberries are a romantic favorite. They're high in vitamin C and may help you rev up your sex drive, boost blood flow, and ease stress and anxiety. It says it also helps your body release more of something called oxytocin, known as the love hormone, because it's linked to sexual arousal and orgasm.
So
this is why I guess a lot of people are like, oh, I'm going to feed you chocolate covered strawberries, you know, but it's so hard because if the strawberries fucking sour,
it's going to be like
nasty
can
as fuck.
I spit this out?
Just spitting seeds.
This isn't turning me on at all.
He's like caressing your lips with it, and then you eat it, and then all of a sudden you're like twitching and your eyes twitching. And you're like, the fuck did you just
this isn't sexy at all.
That eye twitch is not a sexy one.
No.
No, but 9 times out of 10, if you're getting it from somewhere, they make sure that it's fresh and it's sweet. It's supposed to be sweet if you didn't know that.
Right.
I also think feeding your partner is sexy.
Yeah, it is.
That's part of it.
Yeah. Even if you're going out to dinner and you're feeding them and doing stuff like that, it is very sexy. Yeah. Mm,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's another dynamic for food is feeding your partner.
Yeah.
And I told Cheryl, I said, I think it's very sexy cooking together.
Yeah. I agree as well. Especially if your man knows how to cook.
Yes. Not many men know how to cook.
No.
They think, you know, putting something in the microwave is cooking. It's not.
No.
Or making me a sandwich is cooking. It's not.
No. Like actually cook an actual meal.
Yes.
And yeah.
There's not many men that know how to cook.
No. I dealt with one that thought he can cook and it was just like, no.
His main go-to is like salt, pepper.
Salt and pepper and olive oil. I just put olive oil on everything, including sushi.
No,
it was mayo. I was like... I remember I looked at him like, you gotta be kidding me. I was like, please tell me you're joking.
Yeah.
He's just like, no. He's like, it tastes good. I'm like,
you ever seen Undercover Brother?
No. I don't remember it though.
It's just so funny because like, so Undercover Brother is there, he's a detective, right?
Right.
So he's on this case to find out who the man is, right? And then they put him in this training to train him to be white. And they gave him a watch with hot sauce in it, and they're like, you're gonna have to get used to eating mayo, and he's like, no. But then all of a sudden, with all the brainwashing that they did to him,
right,
he was like, can we put some mayo on it? It's just so funny. So every time your ex would be like, oh, put some mayo on it, I was just like, oh my god, he's fitting the stereotype, which sucks.
Yes. Which is so odd.
Imagine,
because I'm gonna be honest, he's the first person that actually kind of fit
that stereotype.
And I've dated a lot of white guys and they had flavor about them.
I like when there's flavor.
Yeah, they had flavor
who
about
wants
them.
Bland pasta? I'm sorry. I say that all the time. Who the fuck wants a bland pasta?
Yeah. So he was the only one that, you know, as I said,
if he had it his way, he'd be like, lie down, darling. Let me go get the mayo. He would lick mayo off of you.
Ew. That's nasty. I'm sorry.
But it's so rich and smooth.
So crazy.
A little bit of chill from the refrigerator. My he black sounds- unicorn. I'm at the fuck it point, as you can see. The next thing,
which is what he used to call me,
the black unicorn,
which is so crazy. Dumbass. You know, I was one of a kind.
Yes.
And I am one of a kind.
You are.
Yeah.
You're a diamond. You're a diamond in the rough. Seriously. Yeah,
same as you.
Yes. A flower in the concrete. So the next thing on the list is coffee and tea for enhancement, I guess.
So I'm a coffee drinker.
I'm a tea person.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, I'm always on 100. So the coffee with my double, you know, espresso quad, it's a heightened, it kind of gives that caffeine sugar rush.
And that's the thing, I'm on 100 without the caffeine.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
So it's kind of like,
yeah.
You guys missed us about over an hour ago. We just downed this Starbucks and I was like amped.
Yeah.
And now I'm just crashing.
I had my venti caramel macchiato quad.
Yeah. I had my mocha cookie crumble frap.
Yeah,
with a shot of espresso.
Starbucks, the go-to of every morning for me.
Yeah. So anyway, let's see here. So it perks up your nervous system and it may help men perform better in the bedroom. Caffeine may lower your chances of erectile dysfunction. Coffee and tea also gives antioxidants to help you keep healthy. Skip it before bedtime because
obviously, caffeine, you'd be wired.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, but yeah, there's a list of foods that can help chemically with sexual enhancement.
Right.
And then there's those foods that you can use
with play.
With play.
Like yes. bananas.
Cucumbers and lollipops and...
Which you've tried.
Which I've tried, yes.
Yeah. Just take off the wrapper and insert.
Yes.
And then have your man
Like they, so, you know, he can feed you the lollipop and then...
Insert it in.
And
feed it back to you.
Yeah.
We're giving you some ideas to
I hope you guys have your notepads.
Yes. Take some notes.
Yes. Yes.
Different things.
I've used so many different types of candy.
Have you? Yeah. So tell your story.
What? My story?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Your different stories. Yeah.
Yeah. So Cheryl is intrigued by the chewing gum story.
Yeah, because she said, you know, previously conversation,
mm-hmm.
That one of the things was chewing gum.
Because we were talking about foods that we've used. And,
yeah.
And I was...
And she said chewing
and
gum.
She's like, chewing gum?
Yeah, I'm looking at her like, huh?
The
like,
fuck? You crazy? The chewing gum.
I'm like, how do you use chewing gum?
Yeah, so basically I was on a Amtrak train ride. Long ass fucking train ride with my boyfriend, and we are, you know, he's reading a magazine, I'm reading something, I have my leg on him, and I don't know, I just fucking wanted him, and so I just like looked at him and I was just like, oh, you want some gum? I don't know what made me,
what came over just, you,
I'm just very on the spot,
yeah,
imagination, I got this,
which is what you need,
yeah.
It's imagination.
Yeah, it wasn't planned at all. It was very spontaneous. I love spontaneity like that.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, oh, you want some gum? And he was just like, yeah. He's like reading. He's like, yeah, babe. Right.
Mm-hmm.
What he didn't realize is I had already unwrapped the stick of gum and I stuck it in me and then I stuck it in his mouth. And then when I stuck it in his mouth, there's just like that look on his face and he just like slowly looked at me like, let's do this. And then we went to the bathroom and fucked. So... And that
there
was,
you go.
That was the happy ending to that story.
Yeah.
I didn't join the Mile High Club yet. I don't know. I've never thought about joining the Mile High Club, but is there something like that for the trains?
Who knows? Don't know.
I don't know. We need to ask the conductor or something.
Yeah.
So.
But that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm, so you're welcome. You guys out there. You're welcome. I hope you wrote that down.
Another idea.
The more you know moment.
Yes. Listen, there's so many things when it comes down to food that you can try, that you can use as toys. It's just...
being creative.
Yeah, and having fun with your partner when it comes down to it. Mm-hmm. And making sure you and your partner are on the same page with what you want to do, what you want to try.
Yeah. If you just start off with just feeding your partner.
Right.
You know, that's a kink for somebody is feeding.
Uh-huh.
Feeding their partner, you know?
Right.
And then you get these, you know, BBW women who are like fucking massive and that's... They make bank just eating.
Right.
So that's somebody that's a kink for a few people is watching someone eat or feeding their partner.
Right.
And
that is a turn on when mm-hmm. it comes down to it.
Yeah. And then you also have to think about what is it that we're using. So there's numerous things that you can use. Be creative. Be careful. Talk about allergies and stuff like that.
Right. But just have fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's just having a good time. And everybody has their kink about them when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
Try something different.
Yeah.
Doesn't always have to be food.
No.
You know?
Sorry, I'm just thinking.
About your escapades previously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great life.
It's great when you can do all these things, you know. We did it at such a young age. Mm-hmm. So we got to live life and have a good time and experience all these things. You know, when it comes down to experiencing different kinks, you know, I think when it comes to, you know, I mentioned to you BDSM,
mm-hmm.
we were kind of a little vanilla on that.
Yeah.
You know, semi, you know, we've experienced a lot of things when it comes down to it, like being tied up and doing stuff like that
like
and restrained.
That. Yeah, we love that.
And stuff like that. So do I. Which is a kink for some people. Some people like to do that. Some people like to be blindfolded. You know, it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I think everybody should be free to be able to try what they want or at least experience it.
Experience it because it may open a door for you that you didn't even realize that you were into.
Right.
Or lead you to something else.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm all for that.
Me too. Which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about. Sex should just be fun. A way for you to escape from reality,
mm-hmm.
you know, from life, just even for that moment.
Yes.
Of being in the fantasy worlds and just having fun and be free.
Yeah. My thing is just places. Like if the moment strikes me, I'm not the one like, let's wait until we get home. It's like, let's do this right here. Right. And I don't give a fuck who's around. And and I'm in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that that person's in that moment with me. And then everything around us just fades away. Like it doesn't even exist. Like it's just us.
Right.
And I've done that so many times and it's exciting for me. Like I love that.
Same.
I know it's not for everyone.
No. But this is why I say people need to be a little bit more open-minded. People are so restrained in terms of how they do things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like that comment, you know, I think somebody made a comment on one of the posts and there was a woman that you mentioned that was like, they were kind of like going back and forth.
Yeah.
And I don't remember which one that was, yeah. But it's just, everybody's entitled to what they want to do, how they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more fun when you're free.
Mm-hmm.
With your shit and mm-hmm. Two people are having a good time
and you're in the moment enjoying the moment. That's what life is about, is moments,
enjoying the moment,
just moments
and not being restrained or suppressed
or thinking about what could go wrong.
Right.
You know, you think
just
about
go
what
with the flow.
Yeah. If you think about what could go wrong, you're going to attract what will go wrong.
Exactly.
So just go with it.
Yeah. Go with the flow.
Yeah.
And just enjoy.
Relax.
Yeah. Yeah.
Relax. Have a shot. Relax.
Yeah. Have a shot or two. Because it will, trust me, it will relax you.
Yeah.
And it might open up your mind. Yeah, exactly. You're on the same page.
I'm like, open your mind.
Yeah, exactly. Open up your mind to the different possibilities of trying new things. And, mm-hmm. you know, as I said, maybe the other world of sex, which is the whole threesomes and doing different things like that with other people, maybe that might not be your thing. But incorporating food and other things into the relationship might mm-hmm. be something that would be
a different dynamic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That might spice things up a little bit differently. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
because I think at some point, having sex the same thing all the time does get a little bit boring, you know? So you got to throw something in there to spice it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And if you're not willing to do one thing, at least have that conversation and think, okay, what else can we do? And food is, you know, something that could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
However you switch it up.
Yeah.
Either if it's cooking for somebody, feeding somebody, playing with them, using as a toy.
Using seasons.
You know.
Like I said, get a straw, get some cinnamon sugar.
Right.
And lick your partner and put the cinnamon sugar on them and lick it off. Like,
just get different, creative. Yeah, exactly.
Fucking think.
Yeah.
I get annoyed. I'm like, just fucking think.
Yeah, you know? There's so many things you can do.
Yeah.
Even though it might get, you know, a little sticky and messy, don't worry about it. Because usually when you're,
you're not going to be sticky and messy forever.
No, exactly. And it should be fun.
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, you can use paint. They have body paint.
And yeah, that's, I know you've done that.
I've done that.
Yeah.
And it's like, and just the sensation of the paint is like cold. And then all of a sudden it's like, it hardens up.
Right.
And then just like peeling it off or whatever. It's like
right.
There's different senses that get triggered when you do these things.
With touch.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a very touchy person.
Yeah. But it's very sensual when mm-hmm. you do that, especially the way you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're blindfolded and somebody's, you know, you with somebody who you trust.
Yes.
You know, it's even more, it heightens even more.
Yeah.
So there's so many different things you can do mm-hmm. to just make things a lot more exciting.
I want to try liquid latex. I haven't tried that yet.
Hmm.
I think that would be fun because I'm a very sensory person.
Right.
So to feel it go on and then be able to peel it off. Like,
right.
I think I would like that.
Hmm.
But yeah, there's
something that's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I can handle the smell of liquid latex.
Right.
I don't know if it has a smell, but
I don't know either.
I have no clue, but you don't know until you try it. So,
right.
But I've always wanted to try that. I keep forgetting about it though.
Hmm.
And I don't
but
even
it's
know.
Something different.
Yeah. And I don't even know if it's a messy process, but anything messy, just get a motel room for like 4 hours and do
just
your shit.
Just have fun.
And tip your cleaning staff well, please.
Yeah.
Please.
Because I feel bad for them sometimes.
Yes.
The things that they have to clean up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Right?
I can only imagine. Oh, gosh. Yeah. So this has been a fun episode. A trip down memory lane for me. I'm sure one for you.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've used food. When it comes down to just...
I don't think you're done. I think you're just going to start using food again.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Should be interesting.
I know.
You should see her face while she's saying it.
I'm nodding my head and mm-hmm. smiling really big, like I'm going to be there for this event, even though I'm not.
She's going to be there in spirit.
I know. Be there like a fly on the wall.
I feel Dagna around. But she's not here.
She's like, girl, log on to my Ring app and watch this camera, girl.
She's crazy. Hey, I don't do that, so don't think that.
No. She doesn't do that. But that's another thing, if that's your thing, like you having people watch or whatever. That's right. Another kink. But anyway, if you guys want to write us, you can reach out to us, Facebook, Instagram, Lady in the Harlot.
Yeah.
I highly, highly, highly suggest that if you want our opinion or you want a vent or you want our...
Just to tell your story. Whatever that might be.
Send it in an email.
Right.
Ladyintheharlot@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to our store through our website, which is easier than actually going on TeePublic. So just go to ladyintheharlot.com
and click on merch and it will lead you directly there.
And you know, Christmas is coming up. So start getting your like stocking stuffers now. You can get stickers. You can get baby apparel.
Right.
It's everything getting cold.
Of Lady and the Harlot.
Yes. It's getting cold. Get a hoodie. You can get a baseball tee. Like there's so much different merch we got. So kick-ass design done by Joey James Hernandez. Thank you again.
Right.
And yeah, so that's it. Any last thoughts?
No.
Sister dear? No?
I would just say don't suppress your kink.
Don't.
Whatever it is that you are into, whatever that might be, you know, life is short. Just have fun.
Like they say.
And find somebody. At the end of the day, it's all about finding the right person who you can express yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
Because the worst thing in the world is to hide that side of you. And yeah.
Yeah. Live life, die hard. I think that's what they say on the license plate for New Hampshire or something
really?
Like that. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I think that's what it says, but it's true.
Yeah. You know? Just have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And find the right person that's meant for you. So you can do all these fun things that you imagine. That's about it.
Yeah. So with that, I am Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And we love you guys. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Lady and the Harlot, where all freaks are welcomed.
That's right.
We'll see you soon.
Thank you. All the good girls go to her. All the good girls go to her.